from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Manufacturing yesterday, services today.
Yeah, while the madness in the Gulf continues, and just very quickly on that, just remember that what Trump says is not necessarily what happens.
No.
It's got a reasonable, there is a reasonable track record of things sort of changing. So remember, we don't take everything he says literally. Now, while that madness carries on, further developments overnight, obviously, quietly but very noticeably, the business and economic environment in New Zealand is improving. Now, we started the week yesterday talking about the blockbuster PMI outcome. Lots of anticipation yesterday about the potential quinella matching that PMI with a knockout services sector index outcome. Well, it was positive, but not quite the ball out of the park outcome. The BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index printed at 50.6, a lift of 2.6 points and in expansion territory. Now, very encouraging to see the lift, but confirming that there are still some sort of headwinds, I think, in that services sector. So it lifted from 48 in May and 48.9 in April. So it's above 50 for the first time since January. Now, the key point here, Mike, is that services includes those sectors exposed to the strength of discretionary spending. That strength is related to consumers directing more or less spending to essentials, things like food and fuel. Now, if those are cheaper, people have more discretionary dollars. If they're more expensive, they don't. That's things like hospitality and entertainment. Well, we really need to see a combination of an easing in the cost of living pressures and a lift in consumer confidence, and I think those two will probably go hand in hand. Just looking at the sub-indexes, a good sign in the new orders, it's at 53. The employment sub-index, still below 50, and I have to point out that the services employment sub-index has been below 50 now for 31 consecutive months. And I think, as ever, it's important to consider context. You know, we had this brief flirtation of the services PMI above 50 in December last year and January this year. You've got to go back to early 2024 to find another month above 50. So sort of tough times for the services sector have basically been a feature of part of our economy for 2.5 years. I mean, the long-term average is 52.7. So here's the thing, Mike. If we hold above 50, if we can knock a couple more months of 50 out, we are really turning the corner. And in a positive nod to GDP prospects, the composite index also moved into expansion, 51.2.
Okay.
I think you've got to take this as all very encouraging.
Couldn't agree more. So how worried should we be then about Fonterra, the 925? I know Westpac didn't move. They're sticking at 950, but Fonterra's 925.
Yeah, Fonterra have. So after that global dairy trade auction last week, which was soft, I did suggest that the forecast farm gate milk price could be sort of examined. Yesterday, Fonterra adjusted their forecast. They cut their farm gate forecast payout by 50 cents a kilogram of milk solids. That reflected softer demand, lifting in global supply, so it's now $9.25 a kilogram of milk solids. But look at the range, Mike. Your range is $8 to $10.50. It's still very wide. There's still lots of uncertainty ahead. It was $9.75 previously. Global dairy trade prices have fallen 11% across what they call the reference products. I note in there was, in the statement, a reference to the expected El Nino weather pattern, which could impact on global supply. Now, my understanding is that the El Nino would potentially reduce supply out of New Zealand. That could see higher prices. The conundrum, of course, is you've got less to sell. So not necessarily a good thing.
But also we don't know. Now, what about this channel thing? Has this come out of nowhere or not?
It's been bubbling away for a while, but we've had a little twist. So on the agri front still, how about some homegrown fertiliser? So NZX announcement yesterday from Channel Infrastructure. Remember, they operate the fuel terminal up at Marsden Point. The announcement referred to the redevelopment of its Marsden Point sort of area project and a proposed biorefinery. Now, this has been in development for a while. So the biorefinery redevelopment, there's a consortium involved in that. So it's not just Channel. You've got Air New Zealand, Qantas. I think ANZ's in there as well. The scope of the redevelopment has been expanded to include the production of fertilizer. You're also going to have biodiesel, sustainable aviation fluid. Now, it will strengthen our resilience, I think, to against those sort of global supply chain disruptions, which is very topical right at the moment. But more importantly, Mike, you've got over $1 billion of private sector investment here, which is a real bonus and a real feather in the cap for Northland. So I just think that's a great story.
It is a good story. What are the numbers?
Well, everything's under a little bit of pressure, no guessing why. The Dow Jones is down 186 points, but it's about a third of a percent, 52,448. The S&P 500 down 52 points, 0.69%, 7522. The NASDAQ is down a little bit more, 1.5%, 398 points, 25,883. Overnight, the FTSE 100 barely moved, 10,498. The Nikkei swinging around a fair bit, lost 1.9% last night. 67,242, that's down 1,315 points. 2% fall in the Shanghai Composite, down 82 points, 3913. The Aussies yesterday gained 28808. We lost 0.45% on the NZX 50, 13,723. Kiwi dollar, 0.5753 against the US, 0.8312 Aussie, 0.5052 euro, 0.4307 pounds, 93.47 Japanese yen. Gold has dripped below for the $4,000 mark, $3,992 US, and Brent crude, yeah, not good news here, Mike. Last I checked, $82.58. That's going to be volatile until we discover what is actually happening in the Gulf.
Quite correct. Have a good one. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.